Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week, I got Mandy Kennedy.
Hello.
Lacey Gray.
Yes.
Lindsay Wolfgang.
I still hate morning shows.
So do I. Your host, Jesse Kimball, hates morning shows. Yeah, no, I do. But we gotta do the Smash stuff, so.
Oh, yeah. Man, is that gonna come back after work?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. Don't worry about
Are
it.
You
guess
be
at
there?
Least I guess at least I'm taking Steven home afterwards, so I'm going to be over here anyways.
No, yeah, you're going to be. Oh yeah, you're going to go by that hot zone.
Yeah.
Is this car still not working?
It's a new reason it's not working now.
Good Lord.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
but he's given me enough rides that I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. My new reason other than the cuz there was obviously the big thing that happened that I had to get repaired.
It just literally won't start now.
Okay.
Like, it won't turn over.
Yeah, I didn't know if there was another problem because I knew that had happened. We were playing Smash at Pat Kennedy's place. Shout out to Pat. I think he listens to this show. We were playing Smash over there, and that's when we found out that he had finally gotten his car repaired, but it just still wasn't working.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's been trying to deal with that. I figured he would have been dealt with that since that was last Wednesday.
Yeah, no, it's still happening.
Anyway, all right, let's jump into the content here. So we got a new trailer for Dark Phoenix.
I still haven't watched it.
It's fine. It's spoilerific.
Oh, so don't watch it.
Yeah, I didn't want to because my boss told me it's spoilerific.
Mm.
So then I didn't want to watch it, but I was like, no, I have to. So we talk about it on the show.
It almost looks like it's for a separate movie than the first trailer.
A little bit.
Huh.
Like it's so focused on the actual Phoenix. And the first trailer made it look like it was Magneto versus Xavier for Jean Grey's loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is just like, nope, she's just Sky Devil.
Yep. Because, I mean,
Sky Devil.
I don't want to talk about the trailer too much because, again, super spoilery. But, yeah, no, she's just attacking everything and everyone without abandon, mm-hmm. just going to town.
But she's
so
sad about it.
She's very upset.
Try and find a European version that usually doesn't spoil everything in the trailers.
I don't know. Like, I would just recommend if you don't like spoilers in your trailers, avoid this one.
My favorite thing to come from the trailer was something from the Reddit comments of the agency that's comes and is taking away the mutants is the MCU.
That would be awesome.
No, that's what it says on their patches.
Oh, that
it's
is MC, awesome.
It's MCU. It's like the mutant containment unit.
Oh, I just noticed that.
That's cool.
That's fantastic. So yeah, I don't know. I'm gonna watch this movie. But I feel like this is going to be a bad swan song for the X-Men,
mm-hmm.
Especially with how good of a run they've had so far in that
but it can,
particular.
It's dying a set. Terrible death, so it can rise like a phoenix under Paul Feige.
Yep.
No, that was brilliant. Don't flip me off.
Yeah, Justin, the juice smart back here.
The juice is loose. Oh, damn it.
That made my morning a little. Justin, there's donuts if you want a donut, by the way.
He's not allowed to eat.
Oh, shit. That's
He's on lockdown.
Man doesn't know what a donut is.
Man is over here munching on donut holes.
What of it?
Nothing. I just thought it was funny.
Someone has to eat around here.
I've just kind of outgrown donuts. I don't know if I had too many when I was younger or if I just got burnt out on Krispy Kremes in college or what.
It's my only sweets thing that I actively like because I'm just not a huge sweets person.
Same. Anyway, Disney. Looks like they are in talks for with AT&T to acquire Warner's 10% stake in Hulu. So I know we don't normally talk about this kind of stuff, but I wanted to talk about it just because this, I feel like, relates to that Disney streaming service.
Uh-huh.
If Disney is trying to, because we assumed that, after they got that massive stake in Hulu from Fox, that they were just going to try and sell that off or, possibly just use that for their streaming content because, they own it.
Yeah.
So it's looking like they are looking to grow that stake in it, which I'm wondering, I wouldn't put it past them to do both, but why would they want to?
Now they have theirs and something else.
Yeah.
That's just more money.
Yeah, but that's true.
Because you're still going to have those holdouts that don't want to get the Disney service.
Yeah.
There is an audience there that, pretty substantial one that's not that would rather have that watches more stuff like that Hulu offers than what the Disney streaming service is going to offer.
But are still going to want to watch like the Marvel and whatnot.
So yeah, like I just wonder what this is going to do with the streaming service, and if you know Hulu or Disney is really going to start just focusing on putting a lot more of their content on Hulu. Which I mean, I'm sure they will at least in the meantime, just because like when their deal with Netflix is over,
I'm kind of fine with that. I've been watching more Hulu than Netflix lately too.
Same, mostly because I'm keeping up with more TV shows than I have like in my entire life. Like there's at least four shows that I wait to regularly update on Hulu, which
like the before times,
right? But even like, back in high school and college, like I never really caught up with a show. Like at least in college, you know, that was when Netflix was on the rise, and any shows that I wanted to keep caught up on, I would just binge. Or the era of just buying Blu-ray sets, like I would just buy a Blu-ray set and binge it. But
really the only ones that that come to mind that I got caught up on and then had to wait were Lost, Breaking Bad, and True Detective, the first season.
Breaking Bad and off and on Dexter, but that was about it.
Dexter, I just watched when it went on Netflix.
I mean, that's what it became. And even that was just like, I don't really want to do this, but they added a new season, and I'm curious.
It can't be as bad as the last season was.
And it kept getting worse. And it always was. somehow. So, yeah, and on top of that, because we didn't really talk about it because, again, this isn't something we normally talk about, but AT&T's acquisition of Warner Media has been upheld by the Department of Justice. So that's relating to – that's how they got the 10% stock in Hulu. So I think with this, if Disney acquires it, they'll have a 50% stock in Hulu.
Which is nuts.
Jeez.
Yeah, I think that's the number. I didn't actually look that up because I thought they got 40% from Fox.
What was the – Exxon, Verizon, Chipotle.
Oh,
The only company left in the world at the last season of Parks and Rec.
Yeah,
in the future.
Yep,
so, something like that. It was like a gas station, or it was a gas chain. Verizon and Chipotle.
Yeah, it was Exxon. It was Exxon, like
every day we're just getting closer and closer.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, big companies getting bigger, like fewer and fewer, and just branching all over the place, like. AT&T and Disney own half of the media. Yeah. So obviously that's not a great sign in general. Now AT&T is going to be adding to this like some other like nerdy side to it. That means AT&T is in charge of DC publications now. If they've got Warner Media, they're now the parent company for all of DC's cartoons, videos, etc. And that would mean that AT&T also owns the DC streaming service.
Huh.
Yeah. Maybe that's why they want their stake in Hulu. So there's just no, I don't know.
I don't know. Obviously
they don't pay me enough to keep up with this.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah, though this is just another one of those situations where it's like this probably shouldn't happen. Like we were all happy about Disney grabbing Fox mostly because, you know,
X-Men.
Right, we want X-Men in the MCU, but...
To be fair, I feel like we all were very clear of, like, overall, this is a bad thing.
Yes.
But this is the one silver lining.
And it's an awesome silver lining. Like, it's fantastic. But yeah, just in general, like, I don't like the idea of AT&T getting any bigger because that is truly an evil corporation.
They all are.
Yeah, but at least, like, Disney is kind of benevolent.
Much so. Very heavy.
I love snow.
Large flakes.
It looks That's, pretty, though.
I know, I'm really bummed that I'm facing the wrong way this time. Like, so then again, it's probably a good thing because I would just be distracted, like just staring at the window.
Well, now that's all I'm going to do.
Please don't. Yeah, it's eight. Like I said, Disney has at least been benevolent as an overlord, but AT&T is just outright evil, and I don't like them. Or Verizon or any of the major telecoms, just evil. Anyway, Will Smith is officially exiting Suicide Squad 2, which
probably a good move.
Yeah,
probably. But then I don't know.
Like now you got someone in charge of the movie who's actually talented.
James Gunn is in charge of this film, So, like, it, I think that this movie could be really good, but again, it's supposed to be a reboot anyway,
mm-hmm.
which, like, yeah.
How do you reboot a sequel?
They're probably not going to call it Suicide Squad 2.
But it's they're not gonna even give it a subtitle.
Yeah, it'll be like Suicide Squad Escape from Arkham. Yeah. Or something like that.
Okay.
Something along those lines. And James Gunn is directing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's just going to be a whole different thing.
And it's also a reboot, but it's going to feature at least one character from the original one. Because they're not recasting Harley. Hey,
Margot Robbie is definitely going to be in this film.
Because she's already got another movie coming out as that character. So, yeah, it's going to be a cluster. Honestly, like, Will Smith was fine as
Deadshot.
I'm curious if they just don't do... If they just remove his character, or if they recast him.
I could see either happening, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, like, I didn't dislike Will Smith as Deadshot or anything. He did fine in that movie, but he was very much just Will Smith as a hitman.
Yeah.
As opposed to Floyd Lawton.
Which is Will Smith. Every role Will Smith is just Will Smith as the character. He's one of those actors that I can't, like, Leonardo DiCaprio. They're both very talented, but I always just watch their movies as like, oh, that's Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
He is doing a good job portraying this person. And that's just how Will Smith is to me. But, like, I feel like I think they're going to recast him because Deadshot's a pretty crucial part to the Suicide Squad. They'll recast him. Harley will make a joke and...
Leave it at that.
Yeah, because they want to make Harley their Deadpool. Yeah, she's going to make some kind of related joke about it.
You look different. Something like that.
Especially if they cast a white guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, weren't you black the last time
Maybe
I saw you?
Maybe you should play Harley.
Should you get
bleached? I wouldn't look good in the shorts. Can't pull those off.
Do what now?
She said I should play Harley.
maybe you should play Harley.
I wouldn't look good in the shorts. It might cut down on the cosplay though. So I mean I might be willing to take that hit. It means that everywhere we go.
I do get tired of seeing Harley cosplay.
It's not gonna cut down on Harley cosplay. That's just gonna happen.
I know.
Because that was happening before Suicide Squad. They got a different costume for Harley after Suicide
Squad.
Maybe
I'll start cosplaying as Harley. But I'll do it at I'll do it at Planet Comic Con because no one will know me there. I won't do it at the Cave One.
Yeah. Anyway. So yeah, Will Smith gone. And honestly, like I don't even think that he was officially cast for the movie anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever they say exits, like, did he just say like, nah, I'm not doing it? Or like, yeah.
Apparently it was a scheduling.
Oh, okay.
This was a very amicable split, and it's just that the scheduling didn't work out, that's why he's
too busy starring in Aladdin.
Which that's actually one role, like the genie is one role where Will Smith can just be Will Smith as the genie.
Mm-hmm.
Like that should be fine. Anyway, Aquaman 2 is confirmed for a 2022 release date.
Mm-hmm.
Which
that's sooner than I was expecting it would be.
Yeah, and I also forget that like 2022 is not that far from us anymore.
Right.
Like that's about correct for, you know, starting and filming a movie, like writing, filming, directing a movie.
Yeah.
Because I think like in my head, it's still like 2016.
All right.
And yeah, I'm like 2020. That's so. No, it's.
No, it's really not that far away.
It's 3 years.
Yay, I can have my water
It's
again.
10 after.
Well,
I still think it's 2018 half the time from taking 2018 bills at work every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like writing and I'm like,
what year is it? Robin Williams meme.
Where am I?
Manny wakes up with a beard. What year is it? Anyway.
No, I enjoyed Aquaman, the first one. I kind of hope they do more with the sequel than what the post-credits teaser was.
Mm.
Because that whole part of the movie was very underwhelming for the most part.
It's fair.
Without getting into spoilers, but yeah.
I'll watch it one day.
I enjoyed it. It's one of the better. It's on the upper half of DC things that they've put out for the worlds of DC.
It's fair. Which, I mean, that we've talked that, you know, just
like it's a solid second place.
Yeah.
But again, you know, that's not a hard bar to hurdle.
Yeah, no, basically the second out of two in terms of like good DC movies, that's mm-hmm. fine. it qualifies at least as good, so there you go.
Justice League was good. I will not let this die.
I liked Justice League.
I was okay with it. I mean, Wonder Woman is OP, but it's fine.
It's a cheerocracy.
Justice League was a solid popcorn flick.
Yeah, which compared to what they were, the dreck that they were putting out, that's a win.
No, I'm not saying it's not.
But then there's How to Train Your Dragon 3, The Hidden World, and it's great.
There's your spoiler-free review, folks.
It was good.
Go see it. I only cried once, but it was a happy, sad cry.
Yeah,
it
didn't actually.
I don't think I cried. It was good. It was entertaining. But I also don't remember anything about the second movie at all.
Yeah, I've had to fill in a few gaps. I was like, I think this happened in the second one.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah, I actually didn't put that on the list for a spoiler-free review because I was going to go see this movie opening weekend. It was sold out for the early showings. Then I was going to see it like this weekend. I'm like, surely it'll be fine this weekend. Sold out for the early releases this weekend too.
Sorry.
No,
I watched
fine.
It last Sunday. So
we watched it last night.
It's fair. Last Sunday I couldn't because we had a morning show.
That's why I wasn't on.
Yep. But they were sold out on Saturday. And then, yeah, this week, same thing. They were sold out on Saturday. So, and I was like, I don't want to pay. Like, no. I'm sure it's worth full price. But if the early shows were sold out.
Go to
the
early show.
I'm sure that the late show.
It was gorgeous. Like, the animation was beautiful. Mm-hmm. I chuckled quite a bit. So, like, writing was entertaining as far as that goes. But is it going to be my favorite movie of the year? Probably not.
Fair enough. So, on the nerd up scale, ladies, what do you give How to Train Your Dragon 3?
I don't know.
Really honestly, I would say early show or matinee.
Probably matinee. Unless but I'm like attached. Like I have so many emotions now, so.
Yeah. Like it was good, but it wasn't like I'm not going to go see it in the theater again.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Say it wouldn't say full price, but definitely worth that matinee tag.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Worth seeing in theaters at least. So cool. Yeah, no, I will eventually watch it because I love that series, and I'm eventually
and it's
watch
a decent
it.
Wrap-up for it also.
I know, it just needs to end right there. Can't take any more emotions,
yeah.
Lindsay.
Yeah, I know.
And it's been killing it in the box office, so, I mean, at least there's that. Like, it should be fine.
Until Captain Marvel comes out.
No, yeah, Captain Marvel is going to annihilate the box office.
I can't wait to see that.
And then Avengers is going to hit.
Yeah, that's this uh-huh. week.
Yeah, no, that's this weekend, Captain Marvel. Like, I'm seeing that opening weekend, no matter what. But Avengers is going to hit, and that's just going to annihilate the box office for the year.
Until maybe Star Wars or Frozen 2.
Yeah, those might compete with Endgame. Like
Star Wars will.
Yeah.
Meh.
Maybe. Because the last two, have not performed as well as they were hoping it would.
Are you talking about Solo?
Solo and episode,
Jedi.
Yeah, Last Jedi.
Solo, I'm not counting because it's not a main
it's
one.
A side
I still
story.
Thought that Last Jedi still broke like a bunch of records.
Last Jedi did really well in the box office, but it didn't do as well as
The Force Awakens.
Yeah, The Force Awakens.
I mean, that's almost
I don't know why I can't remember these subtitles.
That's kind of big. I feel like that's
because you don't
expected.
Care about the new set as much as the originals.
But I liked them though.
Liking and caring are two different things.
I guess that's fair. But I'm also still just like, I don't know, morning show. I'm going to blame morning show. But anyway, going back now on topic here. So Joshua Orpin, cast as Superboy, looks like he's officially going to be a main cast member in Titan Season 2. I guess he did have a minor cameo in Season 1. I didn't read how because apparently it's a spoiler.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't been paying attention to... I still want to watch it just because I'm genuinely surprised at how good it was reviewed and how good a lot of people were saying it was.
Mm-hmm.
So I still plan on watching it. I just haven't yet.
Yeah, I just need to get that login info from Dalton so I can actually give it a shot. Because I did watch Young Justice season
three,
and that was incredible. At least it's the first half of it.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I liked that.
Does it end on a cliffhanger?
I keep forgetting that
a
season three was made.
Mm-hmm. You need to watch the first two seasons, don't you?
I have watched the first two seasons, and I was mad because there was no more.
That's fair. Yeah, because it's incredible. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, the first half of season three is up on the DCU streaming service.
Pooh.
I need to go back and rewatch the first two because I don't want to watch the third season without being
re-watching.
Familiar.
Yeah. I did that, and I was really happy I did.
There's so many things that I know that happened, like between the time jump between one and two, and the turn. That happens, stuff like that.
Yeah.
There's stuff that I definitely need to be refreshed on.
Yes. And yeah, like I said, I was really happy that I rewatched it because I had forgotten so much of what happened in season two. Like season one, I still remembered most of.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, season two, like there's just so much that happens in that season. And I had clearly forgotten so much of it because I was watching season two enthralled because I was like, I don't remember this at all.
So like for the first time again.
Yeah, right. They did have to, they recast G. Gordon Godfrey, which, I mean, they had to. So hearing him talk in season three was jarring when I went to see that, because it's just somebody doing their absolute best. God, I can't remember his name. I'm going to move past it, and then I'll try and remember later.
An impression of someone.
Yeah, I mean, it was an impression of, like, oh, my God, I can't remember his name.
Yeah, I got no idea what you're talking about.
So G. Gordon Godfrey, the news anchor in Young Justice season two.
Don't remember.
Season one. Oh, my God.
Don't remember it at all.
This is killing me.
Right. It's fine. What's the next story?
All right, the next story.
A lot of dead air.
Moving
that's
on.
True. That's true. There's a new Detective Pikachu trailer.
Yay.
So we got to see a whole lot more.
I got to see Joltik. It was so cute.
There's a lot of them. They were like really Rylan. Adorable.
I knew you would as soon as I saw it. I'm like, well, Mandy's happy.
I said, ooh.
Although there was some nightmare fuel in this trailer.
A little bit.
Between Apom and Ludicolo.
Ludicolo in particular was... And I mean, like, it's one of those things, like, what do you expect?
Uh-huh. I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just...
Mr. Mime doesn't look as creepy as I...
No, would not, think. Not nearly.
But, like... Like, I think my brain wants to make it out worse, but I'm like, no,
there's
no,
a part
don't
of
make
me
it out worse.
That
kind of
likes
bad.
That they're making Mr. Mime kind of endearing.
Yeah.
Because I hate Mr. Mime so much.
Mime.
But I can't really hate this Mr. Mime.
No, I like it. He's telling you to shove it. Yeah. Well, switching roles. You know, I really, really like this trailer. It actually did make me more excited about the movie. Which, like, the first trailer came out, I was like, yeah, no, I'm going to see it. And then this trailer came out, like, now I'm excited to
uh-huh.
see it.
I can't wait.
I still
I'm
haven't
so
seen it.
I'm so excited.
Oh, it's really good.
I'm so excited.
Ryan Reynolds, like, you know, actually saying Pika Pika when the
yes, trailer. That got me. I was at work, and I was like, oh. Why did I watch this right now in my cubicle? I can't do anything.
So, it was so good. Yeah, no, like, everything actually looks from the trailer looks really, really good. Like, even the stuff that looks like bad isn't necessarily because it looks like bad, like the animation or the style is bad. It's just like, yeah, that's what that would look like. That's terrifying.
Your brain just has to compute it differently.
Right. Like, whenever you see like Mewtwo or Mr. Mime or yeah, Ludicolo, yeah. It's just like, nah, no, that's how that would look.
Mm-hmm.
Mother of God.
The Growlithe, on the other hand.
It was all fluffy. Yeah.
I want a real one.
Even the Bulbasaurs were
yes,
just...
Yes, they were so cute.
Just traveling around in a little herd of Bulbasaurs.
Doing their best.
But they were all sparkly-eyed.
They were. Yeah, no, they're like, there was just... There was a lot of cuteness going on in there. It was good. So, yeah, no, I'm really, really happy about that. And then something I'm not happy about, Are You Afraid of the Dark? We've talked about this movie a couple times. It was supposed to release later this year. Has been completely removed from Paramount's release schedule.
That makes me sad.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like,
I also wasn't entirely sold on what I had heard of it. But if it had the possibility of being another anthology, like, scary movie, that would have been awesome. But now it's not a thing, so it doesn't matter anymore.
I didn't have a lot of hope for it. Like, it kind of just seemed like this was going to turn out to be here's a franchise we haven't, you know, dug up
much,
from the grave yet.
Yeah.
Let's just slap we've already got a script for this other movie that isn't working right, so let's just
map this title on it
yeah,
and see
to
if it
see
draws
if it,
attention.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, because apparently Nickelodeon is working on a new miniseries mm-hmm. for Are You Afraid of the Dark that's going to be released on Netflix. Like, mm-hmm. I think it's one of their deals, because
okay.
Nickelodeon's trying to do more stuff with Netflix, I guess.
But isn't that also, like, but that's going to be kind of, like, for the original audience of the, so
yep.
that same age range, so it's not going to be, like, we're not going to watch it and be like, oh, that was actually scary. Like, it's not going to be for us.
I'm not, well, I
it's,
don't know.
It sounded like it was going to be for kids.
I think the movie was supposed to be, like we were not the target audience for the movie,
mm-hmm.
but since this is going to Netflix, I think we might be the target. But
which would be nice, but yeah, but if it's like a
I wouldn't be surprised if it's targeted towards Nickelodeon kids. Because
like little kids, because like kids horror movies can be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like yeah. Goosebumps is a perfect example of a movie that should not be that good, just definitely not scary.
Right.
My memories of Are You Afraid of the Dark were as a child being legitimately creeped out.
Oh yeah, no. I would sit in the living room when it came on at night. I would have every single light on.
Mm-hmm.
And I would leave them on, go turn my bedroom light on, and then go turn the other ones off and go back to my room.
Yeah, that's fair. Some of the argue for the dark stuff was, yeah, no. Mm-hmm. There's still a few of them that are sticking out in my head. It's just, like, legitimately terrifying.
I have gone back and rewatched some of them. I'm like, why did this scare me? This is cheesy as all get out.
Uh-huh. But, I mean, that goes back to what we were talking about on the pre-show of, like, you know, special effects and graphics and stuff like that back in the 90s peak.
Pre-show? Jesse, what's that?
Oh, yeah. So, Asa, if you go to patreon.com/podzilla1985, for $1, you can subscribe to our Patreon, and you will have access to every pre-show we've done so far and any future for as long as you remain a subscriber.
If it records.
It recorded.
It recorded. You just missed.
Manny, we're trying to sell people right now, but this is not the time to bring up the faults.
It's morning. This is what happens.
Look, the pre-show is recorded. It's fine. It's there. But anyway. So yeah, that's a Patreon. Oh, so going back, you mentioned Goosebumps. I did see, and I don't know why I didn't put this down, but they're working on a Fear Street series from R.L. Stein.
Fear Street was like the slightly older series.
That was the young adult.
Okay.
Yeah.
I never read those.
I didn't read any of those either.
I liked them a lot because I read like every Goosebumps book that ever came out.
Mm-hmm.
And then same. I was like, I need more of this. And then I found Ghosts of Fear Street, which is like the preteen version.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously from there, like because there wasn't very many in that series, read all of those. And then I was like, oh, there's Fear Street. and then I read all of that. I loved reading horror as a kid. Like, loved it.
I did not. I didn't read much horror at all. Like,
the Goosebumps closest was my only.
Goosebumps and Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. Which,
yeah.
We talked about it last night on the way back from Marion.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember any of the actual stories.
Yeah.
I only remember the drawings.
Mm-hmm.
Shannon seems to be very excited for the movie because he says the more that he sees about it, the more, like, the better it looks.
Yeah, well, plus, isn't, like, Guillermo del Toro involved
in
it?
Yes, yeah. He's attached to it, so he can make stuff scary that's supposed to not be scary.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's just his superpower. He's so good at it, and I love him for it.
Yeah, because it's like he is to horror, like, what I am to spicy stuff. Like, stuff that I don't think is spicy even a little bit, like, just tears Mandy apart. So, yeah, that's Guillermo del Toro. Like, this isn't scary. This is just the normal amount of fiction right here. Like, nah.
Would also tear Mandy apart.
No, I remember being very unsettled just reading Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Like, it had scary moments. Very tense.
Yeah, no, definitely. Like,
Mom was just
was
happy
thriller.
I was reading something, because if I don't get into a series, I won't read it. And her whole thing was, you're going to read. So.
You know, that's fair. You know, for me, like, reading was just because I spent so long on the bus. My dad was a bus driver, so I had to go through, like, his entire route every morning.
Yep.
And whenever I had to go, anyway, that's a story for another time.
That's a Thursday story.
That's a Thursday story. All right. Next portion of our podcast brought to you by our wonderful friends at Villainous Grounds in Perryville, Missouri. Stop by there for all of your coffee and comic book needs. August 2019, Marvel tweeted out for August 2019. They got a new event coming. The caption was, everyone is a target. The picture looks like it's going to be a Venom and Carnage situation. You had just kind of a bunch of, like, upper tier Marvel characters being surrounded, like, by a red symbiote, and then at the top you just had, like, Venom up there looking all creepy and stuff. So guessing we're getting another symbiote event, which, just Marvel, I don't understand why you guys are pushing this so hard right now.
Deadpool
symbiote.
Yeah, it's Deadpool. It's that's why it's the because they make money on it. Symbiote is a Venom is very popular. The symbiote is very popular. Let's just keep cranking,
like,
out stories based
squiggles
on these things.
I didn't think that the symbiotes were even that popular. Like, I'm not seeing anybody excited about this. And even, like, the...
I mean, we also didn't see very many people excited about any of the Deadpool events.
Yeah, no,
but
we did.
But he's a very popular sale.
No, Deadpool makes money. Like, no arguments there. And that's clear in, like, comic book sales. Venom is not a big seller. So I don't know. Which is why they keep changing creative teams. Like, the current creative team, like, I think it's, like, Donny Cates and somebody else for Venom. That book has actually sold really well. But they had to cancel, like, they had to change creative teams twice since they rebooted Venom and have been given it this big push.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, the Venom...
So he's
Venom
back.
Verse,
let's go again.
Venomverse sold extremely poorly and was just not a good story. And, yeah... No, I don't know.
Wasn't that the Elseworlds story where, like, they all invaded, or everyone was just Venom, or a version of Venom?
It was like Spider-Verse, but with Venom. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they went to like all the different universes where the symbiote had taken over other heroes.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave that a huge push. And then the story was kind of like, even like, as much as I love Venom and as much as I love, like, you know, those cheesy multiverse stories, I still wasn't a huge fan of Venomverse.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like, I've read at least the first few issues of the current ongoing, and it actually is really, really good, but the sales aren't really reflecting, like, you know, this big push that Marvel keeps giving him. So, no. Yeah, I don't know. And especially, like, since Marvel isn't making any money off of...
The movies.
Like, I could see them doing the big push for, you know, the Venom movie that came out, and the Venom movie did make a whole lot of money, but I don't think that anybody is coming over from that to the comic books.
They're doing the opposite of what they did with X-Men.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to just delete the symbiote and Venom from all of continuity. Let's oversaturate it.
That's a good way to get
people's interest out. Sick of Venom that no one wants to see the movie.
And then, yeah, because that's how that'll work. Marvel, that if that's your actual plan, which I can see that being, it's a terrible idea.
That's why they're getting shut down.
Oh my God! Yeah. So speaking of, so this rumor about this panel that's coming up at a convention with a couple of big wigs in Marvel. A lot of people heard about that panel, and basically it's going to be a couple of guys talking about the importance of the comic books to the MCU. People took that. Somebody was like, "Are they trying to like?" do this to express to Disney that the comic books are important and should stick around. And so somebody took that and ran with it, and eventually has evolved to the point now where, like, there are articles popping up all over the place that Disney is shuttering Marvel. And it's like, no, that's not happening. That's absolutely not happening. Like, even like from the guys that were talking about, or the guys that are going to be at the panel, their response to all this nonsense was, you know, sometimes a panel is just a panel, guys. Like, we're just going to be talking about comic books. Yeah. Like, it's not that big of a deal.
I've seen two headlines about it, and both of the headlines were like, there's a rumor that Disney is shutting down Marvel. Here's why that's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, because Hunter sent us that in the group chat.
Mm-hmm.
So then I started looking into it. And yeah, no, like there is a couple of articles that are like, no, you're all dumb for thinking this.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started looking at it, and there's a ton of articles that are like, Disney's shutting down Marvel. What? And then, you know, just, you know, clickbaity stuff. Click here. Super clickbaity articles. And you go and read it, and you're like, oh, no. Because even in the article, they're just like, yeah, they're doing this panel. Like, what does this mean? And then they go in, you know, to all their other stuff. But, no, it's dumb.
It means you're reading too much into it.
Disney is not going to shutter Marvel. Like, they're not going to shut it down.
It'll look so stupid in 6 months.
Right? Like, that's just, it would be dumb. It would be so dumb. And then there are other people, like, clamoring for this idea. Like, yes, just license out the characters. Let everybody else have their way with them.
That would be awful.
Yes, it would.
Y'all can go to DeviantArt for that. Just
well, those are also the same kind of people that, you know, you check out their Twitter feed and they talk about SJWs ruin the world.
Mm-hmm.
So
free market, man.
Yeah.
All these characters belong in the free market.
Oh, uh-huh. They sure do. So, yeah, no, that's not happening. If you see that article, don't worry. Marvel Comics aren't going anywhere. They make way too much money. Anyway, next portion of our podcast brought to you by our friends Josh and Alan of Press Start to Join. You can find all of their content and their social media links at ps2jshow.com. Also, last Wednesday they did their History of Gaming episode. They do on the last Wednesday of each month, and it was Earth Defense Force. So if that's a franchise that has interested you, make sure you check that out, because they actually do their homework, they do a lot of research, and they come up with some pretty good material for those History of Gaming shows. All right, Black Ops 4 is going to bring back Bare Bones mode, which I know Shannon is going to be really excited about this. I messaged him last night because last week he told me Black Ops 4. He's like, I'm not going to play it anymore. You know, I got my fun out of it. We're done with this. And yeah, then when I was doing research for the show last night, I saw this article, sent it to Shannon.
Response was just, damn it.
Like that. Yeah, because, you know, he's always talked about, like, going back to Black Ops 1, Bare Bones mode is what we played in Black Ops 1 because it was so much fun. They take away all the perks, all the kill streaks, everything else. Even like weapon attachments. You get a gun and you get to just, that's it. You get a gun and you run around and shoot people. And like it was legitimately fun after you got used to rail sights. So yeah, Shannon's probably gonna be rebuying Black Ops 4.
I ended up liking hardcore mode, but I don't see myself switching out Anthem for Black Ops though.
Yeah, no, it's one of those things, like, if we're all at the store and Shannon's like, let's play a little bit of Bare Bones,
mm-hmm.
I might do that, but more than likely, if we're all at the store, mm-hmm. then I'm going to be like, but, you know, if Anthem is making us angry, then jump on over, I guess, to Bare Bones. But yeah, no, I see Shannon probably playing Bare Bones more than Anthem, because he really, really liked Bare Bones mode. So yeah, they might have pulled back in at least a few people with this announcement. Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order is going to be, I guess we're going to get a lot more information about it at the Star Wars Celebration on April 13th. So,
yes. So we'll get some information on it.
Yeah, we'll get some details about it. Other than the last thing we heard about this was just some guys at E3 like, yeah, we're doing a Star Wars game.
And it's coming out this year.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
What's the logo look like?
We didn't know we were going to do this.
Well, they did. Like, and it's Respawn, so it's the same people who, you know, just are making gajillions of dollars with Apex Legends.
Mm-hmm.
So, it could be really cool. We know it's about. It's going to be you play a like Jedi in training, whatever. After Fallout or Fallout after Order 66.
Yeah.
So that's that. We know that we have the time frame, and that's about it.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to find out more. I really like Respawn as a developer.
Yep. And yeah, I mean, they've done solid
and
work.
It's, like, and it's a cool, like, and that is that could be an interesting time frame, depending on how deep it goes into it. Like, it's like, I just want a new Force Unleashed.
Yeah. Boy, I like that game. And for those of you unfamiliar with Respawn, if you haven't listened to us before, I guess, those are the guys that were originally part of Infinity Ward for Modern Warfare 1 and Modern Warfare 2. They separated from that company, made their own dev studio, and their first game was Titanfall. And they hit us with Titanfall 2, and they recently released Apex Legends.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all that's Respawn. So those guys working on a Star Wars game sounds like a great idea to me.
Yes.
So, yeah, hopefully... it'll be good, and we'll get some actual news about it, and it'll be fun. Gearbox, another studio that I generally like a whole lot, or at least I really, really like Borderlands.
I like Borderlands. The more you look at Gearbox and the stuff that they've put out, and you look at the things that aren't Borderlands...
Battleborn was good.
Battleborn makes me sad.
I like Battleborn
really,
a lot.
I really wanted Battleborn to be better than it was, and it just... I mean, and it was good, it's just...
Overwatch.
At the same time,
yeah.
And...
Yeah, no, that was its real problem. Then people just constantly comparing the two, even though they were very different games.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, and they're still supporting Battleborn, which I think is crazy. Like, yeah. I'll actually see like the free hero rotation, all this other stuff, because it's free to play. And if you guys are, you know, bored of Overwatch, go back and give Battleborn a shot.
If you like MOBAs,
yeah,
because it is very much a MOBA.
Yeah, no, because I realize I say that after just saying they're very different games. It's pick a hero and play, yeah, because it's a first-person shooter MOBA.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually, like, I enjoyed it quite a bit, like what we played of it. The only downside was it's a MOBA, so the matches were at least 30 minutes long.
Yeah, especially that one match type. There were quicker match types.
Yeah.
Because that was one of the cool things about it is they had multiple match types, but...
Yep. For the most part, though, because they had, like, the classic MOBA style, then they had, like, some other match types, and it was all, like, interesting, and it was, like, I legitimately had fun playing the game. It took a while. Like, Overwatch was a little bit easier to just, like, you guys want to jump in and play a couple of games, and then, you know, we can do whatever.
Yeah.
Versus, like, it was a bit of a commitment to jump in a game of Battleborn. And if people started leaving, then, like, you know, nobody else jumped in for that because it's a MOBA. Like, that's just not how it works.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, either way, Battleborn was fun. Like, I enjoyed that quite a bit. Borderlands is one of my favorite franchises of all time.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, then you look at some of the prep and finished, like Duke Nukem Forever and Aliens. Was it Colonial Marines that they did?
I don't know. I don't remember the name of it. I just remember it was an abomination.
Yeah. Because they like, games that, like, end up in development limbo, Gearbox is just kind of picked up and then finished, and not well.
And, like, honestly, since it's been so long since we've gotten Borderlands 2, and the gaming landscape has completely changed since Borderlands 2 came out. Also, like, the reason I love Borderlands 2 so much was because of the story. Anthony Birch isn't with the company anymore. He's the one who wrote the story. So that's a bummer. And also just, I don't know what Borderlands 3 is going to look like. Is it going to be that single play? Like, is it going to be like the first two were, where you could just, you know, pick a character and jump in with a friend and go through like that? Or is it going to be more like a Destiny, like, open world ongoing game as a service thing? Or, I don't know.
Yeah, because it's because it is a looter shooter.
Yeah, so it's kind of the first looter shooter.
Yeah, and yeah, the actual news here, they're going to be at PAX East on March 28th. The quote is, never before seen reveals, exclusives, and surprises, is what Gearbox is bringing to PAX East.
And they've said multiple times, like, 90% of our staff is working on the thing people want us to be working on.
Yeah. So,
and it's Randy Pitchford, so he might just be like, here's Battleborn 2. Yeah.
No, I'm sure that they're not that tone deaf.
Right. See, but I feel like after the E3 thing where he's like, I'm going to tell you right now, Borderlands 3 is not going to be at E3. And the only headlines you read off of that are, well, Pitchford said they weren't going to be at E3, but... And then you can just hear him pulling his hair out of just like, I am trying to tell you people. But so I feel like he would just, you know, like he would really try to get that hype behind it and say, you know, no, it's Borderlands 3. You're going to see it at PAX.
Yeah, I would hope so.
But so I don't know. I hope we see it, and I hope it's good, because Borderlands 2 is the game I bought the most.
Yeah.
I bought it on 360, then I bought it on PS3, then I bought it on PS4, then I bought it on Vita. Not necessarily in that order, but I bought that game four different times.
Good Lord.
Five
you
for me.
Jesse. Mm-hmm. You and Jesse, just like, oh, I'll buy this game on everything I own.
Versus like Diablo, which I've bought on several systems, and Overwatch. I actually beat Borderlands 2 on every platform I bought it on.
Because I did not get that far.
I love that game. Mostly because, like, you know, people would buy it and like, you know, I just got into this game. Like, have you played it? Have I played it? I'll play it with you. Don't worry about it. Because, I mean, I originally bought it on Xbox 360 because, like, me and Trevor got Borderlands, or no, it was PS3. Me and Trevor got Borderlands 1 on PS3. And both of us just kind of, like, because you can couch co-op that game.
Mm-hmm.
We marathoned through it. Like, we knocked that game out in 2 days.
Yeah.
And loved it. Borderlands 2 came out. We did the same thing. And then I had a bunch of friends that were like, I'm getting it on 360. Done.
I played on 360.
And like,
the remastered came out.
Yep. Yeah, well, before that, even, like, I got it on PC because, like, some other friends were just like, yeah, no, we're getting it on PC. Cool. I grabbed. Let's go. like, I'll play this game again. And then, yeah, like, they gave us the Handsome Collection on PS4 and Xbox One.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought it on PS4. Yeah, because I bought it on PS4, and then, like, me and Dalton played through most of it. Then I ended up just finishing it by myself because... Mm-hmm.
Dalton quit playing.
Yeah, Dalton quit playing it. And then eventually, I still haven't played the pre-sequel.
I still haven't played the pre-sequel either.
I need to do that.
We should do that.
I agree.
That should be our thing. But Anthem.
But Anthem. After we finish the Anthem story, we'll
old
do that.
Old games are old.
Old games are old. So, yeah. If Borderlands 3 is announced at E3, and yeah, it's a looter shooter, so I don't know if they're going to stick with at PAX. Yeah, I don't know if they're going to stick with the classic formula, or if they're going to try and make it like Destiny or Division or Anthem, where, you know, it's like this online persistent world kind of situation.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they don't, because
I would like to say that they. I mean, I would hope that they kind of see the merit of releasing a giant single player story that also, you know, because like.
That's better. God of War, a great single player story that's better with friends.
Right.
Because that's what Borderlands is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a phenomenal single player game that's just, you can pop in with friends and play, and it's a lot of fun.
Yep.
So, yeah, I don't know. I need that game to happen, though, because, like I said, that's just, I love that game. It checks so many boxes for me, and it's so good. The humor is phenomenal. I love that game. Anyway, so yeah, that's what we got. Gearbox is going to give us something on March 28th. That's probably going to be Battleborn 2, and I'm going to be crushed. but yeah, we'll have to see what happens. Or Duke Nukem 5 ever.
No.
That's definitely not going to happen.
Never.
Good try, because
Duke Nukem Forever it was so bad.
Duke Nukem was never good. Get over it.
It was good at the time. As a
as an edgy teenager, yeah.
Yeah. In the 90s.
It was never good.
It was fun. Because it was basically just a Quake clone. Or a...
But cool.
Exactly.
You could pee. The cops were pigs.
Sorry, it was a funny game back in the 90s. To me, anyway, because I was, 12. So, me and my little brother loved that game. But anyway, Pokemon.
Yes,
so,
while I was at work.
Same.
I had actually forgotten that it was going to be at 8 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Once I saw somebody like, these are the starters, and like I didn't even see the picture. I was like, oh right, that's happening. YouTube, because it was only a 7-minute direct, so yep. I just knocked that out real quick. And they told us it was going to be 7 minutes. Somehow I was still let down by how little content was in it.
Yeah,
because when you think about like the Nintendo Directs, like, and you think about where they take that, like whenever there's a long chunk dedicated to one game, that's about 7 minutes. And I know way more about Fire Emblem Three Houses than I care to. But they took, because they took 7 minutes from that direct. We got way less information about Pokemon in this 7 minutes.
I would disagree.
We had like two people be like, hey, you like Pokemon? We're working on a Pokemon game. This is Pokemon. In Pokemon, you play Pokemon. And it's just like, yeah, okay, let's get to going. And yeah, there was news coming out of it, but like,
I feel like we got just as much information as we did Fire Emblem. I know you're being hyperbolic
there. You
had to do
more work on your own is the biggest thing. Like, you had to watch and pull from the actual, like, trailers and stuff.
Yeah, because, like, the Fire Emblem trailer basically showed us what the three houses were going to be and then how some of the gameplay is going to work.
Mm-hmm.
They did that same thing in Pokemon. They showed us what the three starters are going to be and how some of the gameplay is going to work.
They showed us the map.
They showed us, like... navigating the world is going to be very similar to how it's been in the classic
every
games.
Other Pokemon game ever.
Yeah, I was gonna say, do they really need to show you how to play the game?
Everything in the Direct is... I was very disappointed in the Direct. I was really, really hoping this was going to be them Breath of the Wilding it. This is a term I've seen thrown out a lot. Like, this is a chance that they could have really made giant steps forward for a franchise that's kind of gotten a little stale. But instead, we're getting... very linear paths. We're getting, it's just, it looks like the 3DS graphic model, just cleaner. It looks like Let's Go, which yeah. looked fine, but
yeah,
there wasn't anything new. The battle system, the little clips that we saw, it's the same stupid animations.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That I,
with maybe some different content thrown in between, but there's been no confirmation on it.
We know there's, yep. We know there's gym leaders. We know there's, that's about it.
You know, basically, like, I could see you being disappointed.
It's random encounters back, so you're not buying it.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah. But the three starters kind of like, okay, maybe.
No, you're not buying it. We've had this conversation.
We have. I know, I remember
and
saying.
You, and you were so staunch. Be, you're not buying it.
That was but I that, said but, that was going to be
but
a deal
that bunny.
Breaker. Mm-hmm. But then I saw the bunny. New information came to light. I can change my mind with new information. It'll depend on the evolutions, really, for
that's,
the starters.
I'm holding judgment until I see what they turn into.
Yeah. He's probably going to look freaking creepy like they did with the
with
last...
with Diggersby?
With Litten, who became some buff wrestling creepy looking...
I loved Incineroar.
I know, right?
Let's know. And then poor, like, Fennekin, Q Fox, turns into some... diva
mystic.
Standing up mystic thingamabobber.
Finnegan actually made me a little angry because I was like, ooh, fire psychic, that's gonna be awesome.
I never even finished Sun and Moon, but I never evolved Lynn. It was like level 45 and I was like, and I was like, no,
hold on to this Everstone,
it is not, you are not turning into some buff ugly thing.
You couldn't be. I actually liked Incineroar a lot. I thought it was hilarious though when I saw him. I was like, so this is still Fire Dark, right? It's not firefighting.
Even
not
though
firefighting.
It's a wrestler.
Not firefighting again.
Not firefighting.
No, I just, I mean, I don't have a problem with the starters, really. We literally have a grass monkey already.
Uh-huh.
So that's kind of a bummer.
Yeah. There's plenty of water, lizard, amphibian creatures.
Sobble.
The bunny is really the newest, like, creative one.
Except we've already got a bunny.
We do have bunnies, but we don't have any other fire bunnies.
Yeah.
That's true. Because we got Score Bunny, Sobble, and Grookey.
Mm-hmm.
Grookey is going to become a baseball player.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Or if they're sticking with Europe, a cricket player.
Mm-hmm. Also possibility.
I like the Photoshop of the leaked evolution line.
I have not seen that yet.
Well, what's all disden?
That's terrible.
That's fantastic.
It's wonderful, but that's terrible.
Because the region is Galar, and it seems to be taking influence from the United Kingdom and just kind of Europe in general.
There's landmarks and the...
Here's Big Ben, but also Stonehenge.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, there's already been a France, so...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now we got the UK.
Mm-hmm. The UK.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, I do like the... So, yeah, Score Bunny, Fire Rabbit, then you got Sobble is this emo-looking...
Computer. He's not emo, he's depressed.
Has anybody sent us any art from what we have done on Thursday?
We've gotten two. So, yeah, that's the contest we announced Thursday. Yeah, basically, for those of you that are interested in participating, if you didn't listen to the Thursday show, hit us up on Facebook. Us at anything at Podzilla, like art contest at Podzilla1985.com. I'll get that email. Anyway, we're doing a deal with Sobble. Give us your best drawing, Photoshop edit, whatever, of Sobble in an emo band. The winner is going to get a custom picture from our own Lindsay Wolfgang of them and their favorite Pokemon.
Yes.
So, yeah, hit that up. That's due in this coming Thursday. What is that? March 6th or something like that?
I don't know. I don't even...
March 7th.
Because today's what, the 3rd? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, March 7th. Make sure you have those into us before then. And, yeah, we're going to talk about it on the next Thursday show because we do have a couple of entries.
Yay! So,
yeah, no, that is exciting. Anyway, yeah, no, like, just I definitely could see the disappointment if you were expecting Breath of the Wild Pokemon. I wasn't. I knew they were just going to give us the basic formula again. I'm bummed about it.
I was just more like, ooh, what's Gen 8 going to be?
This is actually, like, unless something comes out that... Either the starter evolution is something that I have to have, or something like that happens. I actually don't think I'm going to buy this one.
Fair
like,
enough.
This is the first time that like a new Pokemon game has been announced, and I'm just like, man, really? So like, I might pick it up much later whenever Lindsay has just boxes and boxes in the Pokebank of duplicates of everything. And I'll just be like,
Hey Lindsay, give me all three starters. Okay.
I got 25 Pidgey equivalents. Can we just trade for your Pokebank stuff?
Or whatever?
Yeah. I say I won't buy it, but also child. So I may have to buy it.
Yeah, and plus, like, I don't know. Like, they're going back to the gym leader stuff, which I like. I prefer the gyms to how they did it in Sun and Moon.
Yeah, me too.
But I am legitimately bummed. And, you know, we talked about it on our show before, the random encounter situation.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I kind of like the Pokemon walking around.
Yes.
But at the same time, there is that part of me that likes when you go to that split screen and you don't know what's going to pop up.
Or, you know, the Pokemon following you.
I love that.
Yeah. No, everyone absolutely. Did. Literally everyone did.
Yes. Uh-huh.
It's part of why Heart Gold and Soul Silver
is so valuable.
They didn't
show if there's any sort of customization in your character or not either.
And I'm sure there
will be. Yeah, but again, it's going to be that, like, I don't care what my character wears. I do not play Pokemon because of my character.
I do.
I get that people do, but like...
Yeah.
It's that just that extra, like, level to it, you know?
If I'm spending money, on, like, Great Balls and Ultra Balls and Revives and, like, stuff for the game. Like... I will my character will go through looking the like I didn't buy a single customizable item.
Oh my god!
Sun Moon.
Did you even change into the free sailor outfit you got in Pokemon Let's Go?
Probably not.
Oh my god!
Yeah, I've only beaten like the second gym in Let's Go.
My Eevee's in a cute little safari outfit. He's got a little hat.
I definitely very very much enjoy it. I mean, I like Pokemon anyways, but then I can dress up, please. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because I will say in X and Y, because that's when they introduced like being able to.
I bought everything.
Yeah. I would spend like an hour in the city.
Uh-huh. Like,
I always looked like when I went somewhere new. I was like, oh, I wonder what clothing options we have here. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I never really like. It wasn't one of those situations like an Anthem where I'll spend half an hour like tweaking all the colors and shit in my on my javelin. That's the word I'm looking for.
I do that with shaders in Destiny.
Oh, you would love the customization in Anthem a whole lot.
You would never leave the Forge.
You
it'd probably also take me 30 minutes to come up with a name.
Oh, you don't have
to. You don't have a name.
Oh,
you're just freelancer.
Good. Yep.
Oh, that's good.
The shaders in Anthem, they aren't shaders. You can just, like, whenever you get a javelin, you can change, first of all, like, the each piece of equipment, and then you can set the color for, like,
each individual.
All the different sections of the armor. And like you have a ton of color options in addition to a straight up like color wheel where you can make your own custom colors.
I'm going to need you to play mine because I can't get an orange that I like.
Okay.
Because there's not a good preset orange and I'm in that area of the color wheel. I'm like, nothing looks good.
You just grab like the hex for an actual orange and then look that, because I think it has like hex entry.
Maybe.
I don't know. All right. Asa, there's 5 minutes left. Talk about Mortal Kombat.
All right, so the last 4 weeks, we've gotten a bunch of reveals that I've not gotten to talk about at all.
Oh, wait, real quick. Sword and Shield is the Pokemon game titles, because we didn't actually mention that. All right, Asa.
I think we did. Pretty sure we did. Anyway,
we did
not. So we got a bunch of reveals over the last couple weeks, including, so on top of Scorpion, Raiden, Sub-Zero, Garrus, Baraka, and Sonya and Scarlet, Shao Kahn's the pre-order, and then the big boss lady, Kronika. Kano was announced. We haven't gotten any gameplay of him, though, which is fine because I don't like Kano. I'm bummed that he's in the game. I'm sick of Kano. Cabal got announced, who's like the speedster character.
Yeah.
He had that really awesome, the fatal blow where like the hook sword goes up through the jaw, out the mouth.
Ew.
Ugh. Yeah, no, I saw it. It was crazy.
He, like, drags the body for his fatality. And it's just like the face bouncing off the pavement.
Ew.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's real gross.
And he jumps in front just like as they're
flying. Okay.
So cool.
So violent.
D'Vorah got announced. We haven't seen any gameplay of her yet. Really surprised that she's coming back. But
isn't she like the bug girl?
Yeah. No. It's been the best memes, though, of Ralph on the bus, that I'm in danger. And it's like when you see that when the leak confirms that the six people you killed and or betrayed are also in the game. Oh no. Jade is returning, which is super cool. I like her a lot.
I like Jade.
I like her look too, because like you, because it's time travel-y based, like, so she's a revenant in the canon, but you she has like a human form, so all of the customizable stuff, her gear looks really, really cool, but she fights with a bow staff, so of course I'm a fan.
Fair. Also, just real quick, I remembered while you were talking about Mortal Kombat, Tim Curry, that's G. Gordon Godfrey. That was the voice. Continue.
How did you forget Tim Curry?
Yeah, I don't know.
My favorite is like,
also Johnny Cage was announced. I got 5 minutes. We're not talking about a voice actor from 30 minutes ago.
Hit it.
That was Shannon's favorite. He made me watch that one.
Also one of my favorite characters, like, which as a kid, I only liked Sub-Zero and Scorpion because the ninjas, and ninjas are cool. But turns out Johnny Cage is also awesome. He also became like, they kind of retconned him into a total badass in Mortal Kombat X. But he has my favorite one of him playing with his own action figure as his victory screen. But the
that's great.
So yeah, so we got breakdown on those. There's another combat cast, I think, this week, unless they're doing another mobile one. I'm not 100% sure. So we might get gameplay on some of the characters that they've announced. They just haven't shown anything yet. But the big news is that there was an apparent leak for the base roster that came out, which has divided the subreddit. Because there's a rule about no leaks, so everything keeps getting taken down, and people are either mad about it, or they're just like, but it's in the rules that you can't post them here. So as a workaround, someone did fan art of the leaked roster, and they said, this is who I predict is going to be in the main game.
Oh my God.
Which is pretty fantastic.
That's great.
I won't go into everybody, just because that would take a lot of time, because there's like 25 people on the base roster, which is a pretty sizable chunk. Yeah. I am bummed that there are... there's one character that I'm really sad isn't coming back, potentially, so I kind of hope it's wrong. But if the roster is legit, it's pretty stacked. Yep. So I'm super excited about it. All of the...
because I think the one thing I heard, like, Reptile's not on that list.
Reptile's not on the list.
A lot of people are pissed off about that.
Mm-hmm. The original seven are all there. Which I think we've gotten them all confirmed at this point, because we've gotten Cage, Scorpion, Sub-Zero, and Raiden, Sonya. Liu Kang we have seen in a cutscene at least.
Mm-hmm.
So he's at least in the game, but it wouldn't be the first time, because MKX did the thing where Rain and Baraka and Tanya were all, you could fight them in the story mode.
But they just use like the MK9 engine or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. But so until Tanya was eventually DLC. So, but no, it looks really cool. There's a couple, there are still at least two new characters that haven't been revealed yet that are going to be like making their debut in the franchise. One of them is seemingly a plant lady, like poison. So they're probably going to use some. NetherRealm's kind of bad about reusing assets from their previous, not assets, but like mechanics. Yeah. From previous games. So like a lot of Cabal stuff you could kind of match up with the Flash, and like if you go back into Injustice 2, stuff from MKX that are very clearly like, oh, so this is from this person, like this is almost the same animation.
Gotcha.
But
I mean, like it probably speeds up development times.
I mean, probably, but and then, like I said, it's not necessarily a bad thing, but all of the, like, I very much encourage you, if you're interested in this game and you're interested in any of the characters that have been revealed so far, search out those combat casts, because those are a lot of fun. If you do it, and if you're watching live on Twitch, turn off the chat. It is the most toxic, entitled fan base I think I have ever seen.
Just recommend that with Twitch chat in general.
Not necessarily, depending on where you go.
If you go to like a specific community, like where like you know all those people are fine and everything.
Yeah.
But even like Overwatch League, I turn off Twitch chat now because it's just,
it's too big. But yeah, no, this is so bad. Like, hey, we're talking about Johnny Cage today. This is boring. When are you going to reveal a new character?
Oh, jeez.
Like, shut up. This is or just, you know, the straight-up racist homophobic stuff that gets thrown out. Because people are garbage.
Mm-hmm.
But they're really cool. They usually break down, like, three different loadouts of each character. Including, I know Shannon wasn't happy with, like, how Johnny Cage looked initially.
Yeah.
There's straight up a bright blue neon pink attire they put on him. For one of those loadouts. Looks amazing.
And I'm sure Shannon will be...
No.
He has an actual stunt double with Johnny drawn across his chest.
That's hilarious.
That, like, he, like, grabs people.
That's awesome.
So the more I see about the game, the more I'm excited about it. I need him to hurry up and talk about, like, the gems and the microtransactions that are going to be in it.
Mm-hmm.
Because that gives me a little bit of worry. But if it's like it wasn't Injustice 2, it'll be fine.
Fair. All right, guys. That's going to do it for us. Sorry to Asa for making him wait so long to just spew all that Mortal Kombat news, but at least we got it out here. So yeah, thank you all for listening, and remember that Pokemon contest. Send it to artcontest@podzilla1985.com, or way easier, just hit us up on Facebook and message us at there, facebook.com/podzilla1985. All right, see you next time.